Now, very excitingly, we are joined from Birmingham by our very own Alan Russell, who's there for the Commonwealth Games. Hello, Alan.
You called me a roving reporter.
I did, yes.
I've been doing a Jane and I have been doing a lot of roving today in Birmingham.
How has your day been, Alan?
Well, it started getting out of bed at 3:30 this morning to get to the airport to fly down here, and it's been pretty long so far. The weather is absolutely fantastic, I have to say. Not sure what it's like up where you guys are, but it's pretty amazing down here. We've done a lot of walking about today, trying to get our bearings in the city. There are lots of volunteers around at the transport hubs and at the venues as well. So if you are coming down, there's kind of lots of help and advice. So we've even been in some of the buses today, and some of them even talk, which is quite good. There's lots of Lego statues around the place as well. Apparently, Jane took a picture of me in front of a Lego giraffe. Am I right in thinking that? And sent it to you guys. Don't know why she picked the giraffe, but there you go. Yeah, the place, there's definitely a buzz around the place as well. It's very busy in Birmingham itself. A lot of noise. A lot of the eateries and bars and things have got the game stuff on as well. So there is a real buzz. Lots of different languages about in Birmingham as well as we've been walking around. We are hopefully tomorrow going to get a bit more to the venues as well. Though we're quite pleased to look at the bowls today. We had the para mix pairs up, and Scotland beat New Zealand apparently. From being a Scot, I was quite pleased to hear it was an 18-11 win. Australia beating England 14-11, and Wales in action with South Africa as well at 15-8 to the Welsh there, so they're doing pretty well at the moment. I know Tom's got some updates for you in the mornings on Daily Connect, so do listen out for those. But yeah, we're looking at the moment anyway, we're having a look at the Aquatic Centre, which is the brand new purpose-built venue. It's very high-tech if you like your swimming. So we're hoping to head there tomorrow. Some men's and women's 50 metre freestyles going on there. And although, mind you, it tends to be a bit warm in the pools as well, and it's pretty warm outside, so we're hoping it's going to be cool somewhere for us tomorrow. Look at the lawn bowls as well. That's kind of going on all through the week. That's at Victoria Park down at Leamington Spa. Guide dog owners will know Leamington Spa very well because that's where the big breeding centre is down there. Quiggly the guide dog came from there. So we're looking at that for you, and the athletics as well. We're going to look at some of the events kicking off there at the Alexander Stadium. Of course, that's where the opening and closing ceremonies took place as well. That brand new venue. Fantastic. Did you catch the opening ceremony, David?
I didn't, unfortunately. I was travelling on Friday night after the show, but from all accounts, it was wonderful.
Pretty spectacular. I think the closing ceremony is going to be the same as well. But yeah, we're kind of back and forward. There's lots of public transport. And in fact, there's more public transport. We've been told that even more buses have been put on for the public. So if you are coming down to some of the games, because they are kind of spread out around the city and different venues as well, out with Birmingham City Centre itself. So there's lots of transport options for you there. Plenty of trains to get you. So if you're going down to Leamington Spa, of course, you've got Moore Street, you've got New Street Station. We'll get you down there for the bowls. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I don't know if that makes me sound dead old or am I being ageist about looking forward to going down to lawn bowls. Cause I think to me, that's kind of going to be quite interesting. Athletics definitely as well, but the pool, I'm kind of interested in getting to. I've never been so excited about being to a game since it was in Glasgow, I think back in 2014. But we will, of course, bring you some updates as well. We'll try and get you to chat with some of the athletes too. You've got Tom joining Barry in the morning on the Daily Connect between 9 and 12, and we'll be joining you. I think we're with you each day this week, so maybe different times through the shows, because we're doing a lot of running around, a lot of transport. I'm telling you, at the end of today, Jane and I are going to check our step count on our phones, and it is going to be enormous.
Have you got a prediction as to what that step count might be?
Oh, we're aiming for about 17,000 steps each today.
Oof, that is a lot of steps.
That was only in Birmingham. It's been pretty full on today. Meeting some of the other press guys as well. You know, there's press guys here from all over the world down here in Birmingham, as I'm sure Toby found out when he was down in the Velodrome as well. So we'll be chatting to some of the guys there. And really looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting to more of the events. So we just arrived today. So kind of finding our feet at the moment. So hopefully heading to, like I said, the aquatic centre and the lawn bowls. That's our targets tomorrow. So listen out, and hopefully we'll be back with you tomorrow on the afternoon edition.
Wonderful stuff. Our very own, very much roving reporter, Alan Russell, there in Birmingham. And as he said, he'll be back with us tomorrow on the afternoon edition.